Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to the Confidence Glow, your daily dose of inspiration and empowerment. I'm your girl, Riley Hart, here to help you shine brighter every single day. And today, we're diving into something super important, learning to say no without that pesky guilt trip dragging you down. Ever felt like a walking, yes, machine? Like your time, energy, and sanity are constantly being squeezed until there's barely anything left for yourself? You know that feeling when you agree to something just because you don't want to disappoint someone, even though deep down you're screaming, no. We've all been there, trust me. But guess what? Saying no isn't selfish, it's actually self-care in disguise. Here are 5 golden nuggets to master the art of saying no without that gnawing guilt. 1. Recognize your worth. You are a valuable individual with limited time and energy. Think about it like this. If you poured all your energy into everyone else's dreams, who would be left to fuel your own? Saying yes to everything can leave you drained and feeling resentful. Remember, taking care of yourself allows you to show up fully for others when it truly matters. 2. Practice assertive communication. No is a complete sentence. You don't need to over-explain or apologize profusely. A simple and direct, thank you for the offer, but I won't be able to make that work right now, is often all you need. Confidence is key here. Speak your truth with kindness but without wavering. 3. Offer alternatives. When possible, try to suggest alternative solutions. If someone asks you to help with a project and you're already stretched thin, maybe offer to connect them with someone else who might be a better fit. Or, propose a different time or a smaller contribution that works for your schedule. 4. Don't be afraid of disappointing. Listen, it's okay to disappoint people sometimes. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, it just means you're prioritizing your own well-being. Remember, true friends and family will understand and respect your boundaries. Those who don't, well, maybe it's time to re-evaluate those relationships anyway. 5. Celebrate your courage. Saying no can be tough at first, but each time you do it, celebrate your bravery. Give yourself a mental high five. You're taking control of your life and setting healthy boundaries. Remember, this isn't about being rude, it's about honoring your needs and creating space for what truly matters to you. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a super talented graphic designer. She's known for saying, yes, to every project that comes her way, even when she's already swamped. This leaves her constantly feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and with little time for her own passions. But then, one day, Sarah realizes she needs to make a change. She starts practicing saying no to projects that don't align with her goals or her current capacity. To her surprise, people are actually understanding. And the best part? Sarah has more time and energy now to focus on what brings her joy, freelance work she loves, spending time with family, and finally pursuing that painting class she's always wanted to take. By setting those boundaries, Sarah reclaims her power and rediscovers her passions. Remember, saying no isn't a denial, it's a redirection. It's about choosing what truly matters to you and creating space for your dreams to flourish. So go ahead, be bold, and start saying no with confidence. It's time to reclaim your time, energy, and most importantly, your happiness. You deserve to live a life that is fulfilling and authentic, one where you say yes to the things that truly light you up. And remember, every no brings you one step closer to saying yes to your dreams. Now go out there and glow. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words of empowerment. Let's create a world where saying no is celebrated as the act of self-love that it truly is.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.